Well, Gert and Grammer got the big production of Strictly Ballroom going on, kicked off last night, and very pleased to have the director, Mandy Ellison, with us this morning to have a chat. Mandy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you?
Yeah, terrific. Now, firstly, most importantly, it was last night. We kicked off. How'd it go?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah, very, very excited to get our first show down, and the energy from both the cast and the audience was thrilling. Really, really good.
So first night, I mean, it must still be nerve-wracking, though.
Oh, very much so. We were still trying to coordinate a few things backstage in the afternoon that hadn't quite gone to plan. So we all had our fingers crossed that as we went through the performance, we weren't going to have any problems, and it went off absolutely smoothly.
Now, with something like Strictly Ballroom, I mean, do you find actors who can dance, or do you find dancers and you hope they can act, or how do you put that into play?
Well, because it's a school production, we start with the young people that we have, we audition them, and we look for their spirit and their character, and under the fabulous choreography of Catterson Kieran, she was able to turn essentially non-dancers into these beautiful swans on stage. So they have worked very, very hard to learn the choreography and then bring all the acting with it as well.
Yeah, and particularly when you're taking on a play that I guess most of us have seen the movie, and it's a very, very iconic movie, does that sort of put extra pressure on, or do you just bring to it that slight difference that makes it somewhat unique when you do it?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. I think, you know, the way that the musical has been written, it is absolutely based on Baz Luhrmann's movie. So, you know, you can't mess with Baz Luhrmann. He's got it. And it is an iconic Australian story, the characters there. But, of course, they're a different cast. So we work with the cast and what they bring to the characters. And then we get that little bit of a unique twist to it because they bring their style to it and their storytelling. And, of course, most of these casts, or all of these casts, it was their parents that would have seen the movie. They weren't around at the time, so they've got to bring a new story to it.
Oh, yeah, you have to remind us how old we're all getting, don't you, Mandy? Thanks very much for that.
Yeah, no, I have to go through that myself.
Now, directing something like this, I mean, how many in the cast?
There's 42 students in the cast, and of course then we have all the crew and orchestra and backstage. So we've got sort of nearly 60, 70 students involved.
It just absolutely freaks me out. I always say, tongue very firmly in cheek, I'm a big picture man. I don't get bogged down on detail, which is probably a, you know, polite way of saying I've got the concentration span of a gnat. But if, for you doing this, I mean, it just must be an incredible undertaking. It really freaks me out just how big the role is.
You don't do it by yourself, though. Like, I might have, as a director, I have a vision of how I would like it to look, but there's no way I could do this without the support of an incredible team of people. So production manager, backstage, our backstage people, our technical people, the orchestra, the music director, all of these people are contributing a valuable part to the overall end product. And of course, as I said to the cast before they went on last night, the final icing on the cake is having an audience. You can put everything together, but it's the audience that we're playing to. So having an audience last night was the thing that lifted everything for all of us.
Yeah. You must be extraordinarily proud of the kids, though, too, because, you know, they are essentially, you know, young adults, but they're still students. And, I mean, for them to take on a role like this, it must be incredibly satisfying to see what talent you've got there and how they take it on.
Absolutely. I know that I stood in the wings at the end and they were receiving well-deserved applause, and I did have a few tears in the eyes to be able to say, my goodness, you guys have worked so hard for such a long time, and they own it. So, yes, and we all are. We are all very proud of them.
And so after opening night, then when you go on to the second and third night or whatever, I mean, how tough is that? Does that sort of put extra pressure on, or does it take the pressure off?
I think for us now it's taken the pressure off. I think what we have now is a sense that we're there, and the students are going to arrive, or we're all going to arrive tonight saying, we've got a show and we can do this. and we can enjoy it now. The hard work has paid off.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Fantastic stuff. It's on tonight. Any tickets still available, do you know?
There are tickets available. There are a few tickets available, and we would love it if people in Bendigo would take the opportunity and see what these young people can do. It's a very high standard production and just so enjoyable. And I think after, you know, we've had 2 years without a lot of live theatre and now it's all coming back, and what a way to burst into the Alumbra Theatre with a great Australian production with really fun characters, great music. Really encourage people to come.
Yes, well, certainly. It's on tonight and tomorrow night. And actually, we've got two double passes to give away to tomorrow night's performance. If people would like to come along to that, yep, they can call us on 5444 1071 and be very happy to hand them over. And to you, Mandy, congratulations. And I guess as we leave you, it'd be pretty rude not to play John Paul Young, wouldn't it?
Oh, I think you have to. Yeah. It's just, yeah, we all know it. We all love it. And why not?